At a recent rehearsal of Musical Theater Heritage's production of Sweeney Todd, the cast is running through the opening number that sets up this tale of revenge and bloodlust. That's Don Richard as the title character, warning about the play he wouldn't want us to give away. His role as the demon barber of Fleet Street is his first in a Kansas City production in over a decade. He says it's a happy return, back in a community that feels familiar and continues to impress him.
In a lot of ways, I feel very much at home. At the same time, these are the people that I've always admired so much. Even wherever I've gone, these are still the theater people that create the bar for me. It's phenomenal what these people do and the amount of great theater that's produced here. Just the energy.
It was in the 1980s that Richard first worked in Kansas City in a small role at American Heartland Theater. He had pretty much given up acting and was waiting tables in Omaha, Nebraska, but recalls how the bug was still in his system.
I felt I was in the wrong place. It's certain times in your life when you go, you know, somebody picked up the needle off the record, place it in another place, and I go, this isn't where I'm supposed to be, but the doors would open again for me to do it again. The theater doors would reopen. Every time I think I tried to get myself away from it, I would fall into it again.
He worked consistently all over Kansas City, including a 1991 production of Forbidden Broadway with his Sweeney Todd co-star Kathy Barnett, who was then making her professional debut.
Every time I'd get yelled at, Don Richard would reach over and grab my hand and just squeeze my hand. And then after rehearsal, he'd say, I'll come over, whatever you need. We'll run it all night. And he would. We'd move all the furniture in my little tiny bungalow and do those numbers until the cows came home. And so I am going to start crying, so I don't want to. It's a deeper feeling than working with somebody. You just become very dear friends, and you have memories with these people.
Thanks to a combination of talent and serendipitous geography, Richard was cast in a Wichita Workshop production of the musical version of Jane Eyre, and he was still in it when it opened on Broadway in 2000.
When a girl can't be saved, God hears her plea, but he leaves her soul to me.
New York was good to him. He appeared in Urinetown when it moved to Broadway, and he spent 7 years in both the touring and Chicago productions of Wicked. He says his favorite story of that show involves their fundraising efforts for Broadway Cares, a disabled audience member, and the show's uplifting anthem, Defying Gravity.
For $300, you could get Defying Gravity signed. One day, sold a Defying Gravity to a woman who was in her electric wheelchair. I remembered her because we talked after the show for a while. And so I'm talking to her. I say, well, thank you so much for that donation. Let me get your address for tax purposes so you can get that receipt. And she said, well, you know, that's my song. And I could just see the wheelchair and that lovely lady. And I realized how much the songs mean to people, mm-hmm. The whole thing about them being the outsider, seeing it lived like that every night. And I went, wow.
Richard says that following Sweeney Todd, he's looking forward to new work in his new base, Chicago, Illinois. Steve Walker, KCUR News.